Let's go to business now with Giles Bickford.
Thank you, Coronata Mario. Company takeover and merger activity nearly halved in the first 3 months of the year, with firms turning cautious as the economy weakens. Latest data from consultancy PwC shows 26 merger and acquisitions in the March quarter. That was down from 46 a year ago and 50 in the final 3 months of last year. Financial services has been the busiest sector. There'll be some big mergers done there, taking up more than a third of the deals, followed by telecommunications, media and technology. PwC's corporate finance leader, Regan Holt, says buyers are taking longer to feel confident about a deal.
I think the general macro environment has definitely weighed on transactions. I think transactions and M&A does need confidence from buyers to come in and undertake a transaction. I think the uncertain interest rate environment we've had through 2023, higher inflation, coming off the back of COVID, where people are certain industries have been impacted differently and adjusting to the new norm post-COVID. I think all of that has just led to uncertainty.
Regan Holt says sectors reliant on consumer spending, such as hospitality, are the ones seeing the weakest merger and activity. And it's not just well-established firms that are stepping back from mergers and investments. Early-stage startup business is also doing it tough, with a drop in the number and value of deals being done. A new report shows a 12% drop in funding for what's called angel investing last year, and that compares with the year before. Number of investment deals being done fallen 13% to only 40 deals. Angel Association Chief Executive Bridget Unsworth says it would be a concern if the level of investment continues to fall.
When it becomes a real concern is if we see year on year that number of new companies getting funded is continuing to decrease, then we've got a real concern because that possibly points to things other than market conditions. I think if it's pure market conditions that are driving some of this behaviour, then over time this will correct. And we've also seen that, you know, the IPO market in the US is starting to pick back up and there are some really good deals being done.
Bridget Unsworth says follow-on funding rounds after the initial investment are holding steady, which shows a level of investor confidence. Well, global cybersecurity firm says better industry cooperation is improving the country's fight against cybercrime. A global cybersecurity firm, CyberCX, representative Shamila Gonzalez says there's a growing realization that technology alone can't adequately fight cybercrime. She says collaboration between industries, robust processes and training are all important. Ms. Gonzalez cites local banking industry's efforts, such as its cyber scam centre and the newly instituted confirmation of payee measure.
This is now a huge milestone towards potentially not having people immediately lose their life savings in some instances, because banks are now able to add well-targeted friction into the process. So for us, these kinds of measures are really promising, but also just a no-brainer for all banks to be implementing across their capability.
That's Shamila Gonzalez from CyberCX. Looking at the markets, Wall Street steady, not much going on there, although some reasonably downbeat outlook reports from Uber and Intel weighing on tech stocks. Dow Jones average currently up 0.35%, the S&P 500 fractionally lower, and the NASDAQ is down 0.2%. Our own top 50 index fell 18 points yesterday, sitting just below 11,800. The New Zealand dollar steady at 60 US cents, 91.2 Australian, 48 pence, 55.8 euro cents, 93.3 yen, and 4.33 yuan. Brent crude oil marginally higher at $83.50 US a barrel, and gold steady as a gold brick at $2,313 US dollars an ounce. We'll update those numbers for you and any breaking business news around 8:30.